everybody. Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. There's a piece of music called the Clifton Jigs. And the weather's getting a bit warmer in Clifton and every other part of Ireland as Ireland moves into spring. Still beautiful weather here in New Zealand. And tonight's programme, you're listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday, Christchurch on Saturday, and down in Wellington and Kapiti Coast on Sunday, and other nights of the week on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand, or indeed around the globe. So hopefully you can stay with us tonight. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. And up first tonight, we have Dreams from Irish Women in Harmony. Yes, Dreams, song made famous by the Cranberries, and of course Irish Women in Harmony got together during lockdown and they did recorded another song as well, Linger, I think, and they might have done, did they do a version of the N17? Anyway, you're welcome along. We'll take you along the N17 and other roads in Ireland tonight as we bring you the latest news from Ireland. And of course, every newspaper has been dominated by the events in the White House last Friday or Saturday morning our time here. And of course, Ireland's Taoiseach Micheál Martin has finally got the invitation on Thursday to attend a St. Patrick's Day function. It's not going to be on St. Patrick's Day. It's on next Wednesday, this day week, the 12th of March. So he'll probably be the next major leader to go into that room where both Trump and his sidekick Vance berated Zelensky last Friday. I think everybody agrees that it was a hatchet job on Zelensky. Trump and Vance are not fans of Ukraine, and world order has certainly taken a major shift over the last few weeks since Trump got elected. But more about that later, and the Taoiseach's visit. More worrying for the Taoiseach will be if Ireland miss out on their European Union climate targets by 2030. They could be hit with a colossal bill of €26 billion, pretty much a year's tax taken. So that's twice the amount of money they got from the Apple tax revenue there a couple of months ago. So Ireland is the worst offender at the moment, or one of the worst in Europe. And Fergus Finlay talking about Ireland's neutrality, it's vanity. We have to join this fight. And I know Ireland has said they will contribute to the effort to help Ukraine in the weeks, months, and in the years ahead. And sadly, over the weekend, more tragic road accidents in Ireland. In Donegal, two young people killed, one 17 and 20 in a single car accident. And a jogger, while out for a run in Tralee on Sunday morning, was knocked down and killed by an elderly driver. Some of the stories making the news in Ireland. We've got tickets still to give away. Last chance to get in if you want to see the Boomtown Rats, or Bob Geldof, formerly of the Boomtown Rats. He'll be coming here at the end of March. Details after this. Here he is. I Don't Like Mondays.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
1979, that was a big hit for Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats, and he's coming to New Zealand. He's here on Friday the 28th of March in Auckland, and his tour promises to be an evening of inspiration, music and intimate storytelling. It'll be lovely to hear his views on what's going on in the world at the moment. And then on Saturday the 29th of March, he's in Wellington at the Michael Fowler Centre, and tickets range from about $120 upwards. There's a meet and greet if you want a ticket in that category as well. And I've got two tickets for Auckland, or two double passes for Auckland and Wellington, to give away, thanks to the promoters, and we'll run it for this week. And if you're interested in getting the tickets, just send an email to me, oliver@oliverlee.co.nz, and give me the name of that band that Bob Geldof started with. Bob Geldof coming to New Zealand. And in May we've got Pat Short from Limerick, but you only have to wait till Sunday to get a free 32-page coloured glossy guide to the NRL Rugby League season. Rugby League 2025, it's free, with a number of papers over the weekend, including the Sunday Star Times, and it'll be up on my website there, oliverlee.co.nz, next week, if you're not able to get a paper. But it's a guide to the Rugby League season. Rugby League, for our Irish fans listening or followers listening, big sport down here and in Australia. Didn't start too well for our only team in the NRL, the Auckland Warriors. They were well beaten in the opening game of the season, which took place actually in Las Vegas at the weekend. Trump didn't get there, but he had his own circus happening in the White House when there was the meeting between him and President Zelensky of Ukraine, which was to be a forerunner to sign an agreement for Ukraine, literally signing away $500 billion worth of their future income from their rare minerals. But that didn't take place, that meeting and signing agreement, as a result of obviously a shouting match between Trump and his sidekick, and J.D. Vance. And of course, the next man to go and visit the White House in a week's time, not on the St. Patrick's Day itself, is Micheál Martin. He was on the Late Late Show on Friday night and was asked about the events that happened that evening in the White House, and he was pretty taken aback by it and upset. But he said he's been the Minister for Foreign Affairs, he's a good diplomat, and I'm sure he'll be able to deal with the issues that Trump throws at him. Of course, Trump has a golf course in the west of Ireland in County Clare, Doombeg. Some commentators are saying that's all he's interested in. He couldn't care less about Irish jobs, or but he wants to, he'll be maybe asking Micheál Martin questions about why there's a trade surplus in Ireland's favour between Ireland and the US. Ireland's exports to the United States last year was 83 billion euro. So a huge amount of revenue coming in from the States. But of course, these multinationals from America, they're in Ireland because there's a very educated workforce that are able to develop and work in their facilities in Ireland. And number two, they're paying a tax rate of 15%. And they're getting their goods manufactured there. They're being shipped back to America and they're making big profits. So Trump is not happy. That's happening. And no doubt that will come up. And indeed, I've no doubt he will probably mention Ireland's position on where it stands with the agreeing and recognising Palestine as an independent state and wants a two-state solution to the Middle East. And obviously this is not something that America see eye to eye with Ireland. Okay, so more about that later on. This time we're going to have another song here, The Furies and Davey.
No, this next song is a great, great song. It's a very slow song. And the song is written as a tribute to our father. And the song is called The Old Man. So if you know what, we'd love to hear you join again.
The Furies there and Davy Arthur with one of their great hits there, The Old Man. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you're enjoying the programme, the music and news coming out of Ireland. Irish Times leading with stories today, including one by finance writer Cliff Taylor. If Trump carries through his tariff threats, which have started overnight with the tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada, then chaos is coming. And you just have to go back and look at all the tariffs America imposed on goods going into their country back in the late 20s, early 30s. And anybody that looks back in history will know that those tariffs didn't work out too well for the US or indeed for the world. What a great depression. And earlier this evening, Trump halts all Ukraine military aid to all US military aid to Ukraine, and this is including aid that's already been paid for and agreed to by both houses in the States. So very worrying times about what's happening or going to happen in Ukraine, with Trump seems to be siding with Putin and making some really, really strange decisions. And so, as I said earlier, lots of Irish government ministers travelling around the world. About 10 are going to major cities all over the States. It won't be the big celebration. It always is in Washington, but President Trump will meet Prime Minister Taoiseach Micheál Martin next Wednesday. They'll exchange a bowl of shamrock, and it'll be interesting to see if Trump wears a green tie like all other US presidents did on St. Patrick's Day, and what the discussion sitting in front of that fireplace will be when Micheál Martin is there. Some saying, you know, Micheál Martin might invite him to Ireland, but it's not up to Micheál Martin. The invitation for a state visit has to come from Uachtaráin Héireann, Michael D. Higgins, and there is no way that Michael D. Higgins would be inviting Trump to Ireland. So one commentator was saying last week, what Micheál Martin should do is to invite him to come to Ireland to join in the celebrations for the Ryder Cup in 2027. Wouldn't be a state visit, but it's down there at Adair Manor, and he could stay at his golf course in Doonbeg and have a few games of golf. So I'm sure Micheál Martin will have some kind of an invitation to come to Ireland, but it's very unlikely it'll be a state visit. Pope Francis is still in hospital, and obviously one day good and another day not too good. Had a bit of a setback on Monday, but looks like he's improved a bit over the last 24 hours. All right, we go with Van Morrison on The Bright Side of the Road. person on the bright side of the road, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And Hugh Green Group are the sponsor of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Auckland, which will take place on Sunday the 16th of March, starting from outside the Town Hall at midday and making its way down to Commercial Square, down where the old post office used to be, near Britomart. And there'll be music and dance and plenty of activities there. The day before, there'll be an Irish Fair Day Festival at the Irish Club, and Minister of State from Cork, Jerry Buttermer, will be at the Irish Club that day for a few hours, and there'll be a chance to mix and mingle with the Minister and the Ambassador and the Irish delegation. And then on St. Patrick's Day itself, there'll be special mass, as there is every year, celebrated by the Irish Club chaplain, Father James Mulligan. That mass will be at 10:30 a.m. and that's at the Irish Club, and people are invited to bring a plate and that morning, and then there'll be a chance for lunch after mass before the festivities start at the Irish Society throughout the day. And it's the place to be on St. Patrick's Day. People from all over Auckland gather there, and let's hope it's like the last few years. It'll be a really nice, fine day. Certainly like the last 2 years, of course, there was a number of years there. Events didn't take place as a result of the tragedy in Christchurch 1 year, and then as a result of COVID 2021, no events took place, or very watered down events in 20, because COVID was just about to break out. And I'm just looking here about a report into school attendances in Ireland. School attendance and student well-being is much worse now since COVID, according to a recent study. Well, there'll be a lot of interest in sport in Ireland this weekend, with Ireland taking on France in the penultimate game of the Six Nations. This literally is a winner-take-all. If Ireland win this, they play Italy in the final game, and that'll be for a Grand Slam. But if France win at the weekend, Ireland will still be in with a chance to win the championship if they beat Italy the following weekend. The only problem is for us here in New Zealand, and even for Irish punters, the game's at 2:15 in the afternoon in Dublin on Saturday. That's at 3:15 a.m. here in the morning on Sunday morning. So some of the late night pubs might be open for people to watch it around New Zealand, but certainly very, very late, or too much in the middle of the night for most normal people to get up and watch the rugby. And when I come back, we'll run through all the scores and the hurling and football leagues that took place at the weekend. My Elusive Dreams, Ray Lynham and Philomena Mayday.
We didn't find it there, so we moved on.
two of the greatest singers in the show band industry in Ireland, Ray Lynham and Philomena Begley, and a song called My Elusive Dreams. And that song features in one of the Pogue songs. In fact, I think it might be Misty Morning Albert Bridge, which is coming up next, sung by the late Shane McGowan. You're listening to Ireland Calling on a Wednesday in Auckland, Wellington's on Sunday after Sunday evening, and Capity Coast Sunday afternoon, Christchurch on Saturday, and greetings to people listening around New Zealand and other parts of the world on planetaudio.org.nz. Don't forget, if you're a rugby league fan, the season kicked off at the weekend and runs for the next 6 months, and you can get a free guide to the NRL season when you pick up your Sunday Star Times on Sunday, and in the Waikato Times and the Press and the Dom Post on Saturday in Auckland or Wellington, Christchurch and Hamilton. It's all there, a season guide, and let's hope our team in Auckland, the Warriors, do a bit better on their next outing Friday week. Well, it's a lot of sport on in Ireland. As I mentioned, Ireland play France in a crucial match this weekend of the Six Nations. And of course, later this year, the Ladies World Cup Rugby takes place. Ireland didn't qualify for the last tournament, which was won by New Zealand here in spectacular fashion at Eden Park. But the World Cup this year takes place in the UK, with the final due to take place in Twickenham. So, but Lansdowne Road or Aviva Stadium is where Ireland are playing France this weekend. A win there will set Ireland on the road to winning the Grand Slam, one final game left against, well, they'll win the Grand Slam if they win on Saturday, that having beaten England, Scotland, Wales and France, and then the final week, if they beat Italy, which they should in Rome, they'll win the Rugby Championship as well. But the National Football League is what's happening in Ireland at the moment, and a bit of a quandary here for Galway and Donegal. I see Jim McGuinness came out at the weekend and he wonders whether it's worthwhile winning the league, because a week after the league final, if they get to the final, they're playing Derry in the opening round of the Ulster Championship. Galway have a bit further to travel than Donegal will to play Derry, but they're travelling to New York for probably the last game against New York side. It's very unlikely New York will be playing in the Championship from now on because of the expense of teams travelling over there. But Donegal and Galway are joint leaders in Division 1, followed by Dublin on 6 points, Armagh 5, Mayo 5, Kerry 4, Tyrone 3, and Derry down at the bottom facing relegation along with Tyrone. Tyrone came to Tuam in County Galway to play Galway, and we're looking like winning that game until Shane Walsh free, a two-pointer at the end, brought Galway level. And so that's two games Galway have drawn, one that they were well ahead against Derry a few weeks ago. And some managers coming out and saying, while it's spectacular for the punters watching these games with plenty of scores, it's frustrating for managers. You've had recent events there. Galway were up by 17 points against Donegal and Salt Hill in one side of where the weather was very windy. A game of two halves, as the late Micheál Murathaigh was saying, would say. But Donegal came back and were within 4 points at one stage, and the same thing happened last week with another game. But Division 2 is led by Monaghan and Roscommon and Meath. They're on 8 points each, and that's held up by Westmeath, who felt harshly done by at the weekend in their game against Meath. So, and I think even the Meath manager felt sorry for his Westmeath counterpart. Division 3 is Kildare. They're there on 8 points along with Offaly. And Division 4, Wexford, are on top over Limerick. And Limerick suffered another defeat in the hurling at the weekend. They were beaten by their neighbours Clare in a fairly robust game. Limerick 21 points, Clare 121, Cork 122, Kilkenny 215, and Galway went down to Wexford. And after having a terrible start against Tipperary, they've come back and won the last three games. So Galway and Tip are joint leaders of Division 1. Offaly and Waterford, Offaly are Division 2 leaders, followed by Waterford and Division Division 1B. Division 2, you've got Down on top there with Kildare. And of course, all these games are on gaago.ie, but I believe that system is changing now. Before too long, the GAA are going to take over the screening rights, and more details of that when they're announced, I'll bring them to you here. Listening to, I think it was John Creedon, I like listening to his program early hours of the morning here in New Zealand. Plays lots of lovely music, but he played this song the other night. She's Welsh, but she sounds Irish. Frida, I'm in love. Here we go. Kate Rusby. She sounds very Irish. That's Kate Rushby and a lovely song called Friday, I'm in Love. Well, if you're listening to us in Auckland, it's Wednesday. If you're in Christchurch, it's Saturday. And Wellington and Kapiti Coast, it's Sunday. and the programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green. There's a good picture on the front of Tuesday's Irish Independent of a new Minister for our Minister for State at Agriculture, Michael Healy-Ray. He's in high-vis gear with a chainsaw. And Michael Healy is well aware of the challenges he faces in his new ministry at the Department of Agriculture, and he spoke to the Independent about storm damage, timber prices and other challenges facing the industry. But the other big headline on Tuesday's Independent is the state facing 26 billion in fines for broken climate pledges. Government failures and climate targets could cost taxpayers up to 26 billion. Economics and climate advisors had said the bill, which is at the upper end of estimates, would be levied for failing to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in line with European obligations. So these economic and climate advisors have are warning the government has not begun to budget for the penalties which will be incurred in just 5 years' time. And that's some of the stories. There's a sad story there about a lovely man from Dublin who had a holiday home down in Galway, and it was down for a friend's funeral a few weeks ago in mid-January, and had obviously an accident just outside the house after going home that night, and was found dead three days later, Kite Eyre. And so lovely tributes paid to him by many people. Obviously the situation in Ukraine gets lots of publicity, and I see the picture here of Johnny Giles, Liam Brady, Eamon Dunphy, and there was a promotion, an event being promoted without Dunphy's knowledge for an event in April, and he saw some ads and heard some ads on the radio, but he wasn't too happy, so he's pulled out of it. But thankfully Niall Quinn, former Irish international, has agreed to come off the bench and to help out a fundraiser for the Irish Professional Footballers Association. Of course, the League of Ireland got underway 2 weeks ago, and Galway City, Galway United, are doing quite well. They're unbeaten after three games, and but Waterford moved to the top after a win last night. And of course Shamrock Rovers had a great season in European football. I think they brought in about 6 million beaten 2 weeks ago for a place in the last 16 of the Europa Cup. But certainly good numbers coming out for all the League of Ireland matches. Galway United drew with Shelburne 1-1 last night. Sligo Rovers 2, Shamrock Rovers 1. Play down in Sligo, Waterford City 2, Cork City 1, and there's a couple of players playing for Auckland City, the football club that are top of the Australian League here, A-League, that played with Sligo for the last few years. Max Nat, I think, I met him here a few weeks ago on Takapuna Beach, and he had spent 2 years in Sligo. Last night, St. Pat's beat Derry City 2-0, and Bohemians were beaten at home by Drogheda, so certainly some good games in the League of Ireland there, with Waterford now on top on 9 points, Drogheda on 8, Shelburne on 8, Pats on 7, and Galway 6. Righto, we'll bang on again with Misty Morning, Albert Bridge. Your eyes blue. the late Shane McGann there, and Misty Morning Albert Bridge. Yeah, just reading in the Irish Independent there about the new rules, and of course Michael Murphy, Donegal, former Donegal star, he was on the committee that was investigating bringing in these rules, which were brought in, agreed to by a footballing committee, GAA footballing committee, last October. And but whether they'll I'm not sure whether they've agreed to continue with them for the championship, but Donegal manager Jim McGuinness has his doubts. He just thinks that you know, games, there were just a few incidents here last week here. It says Monaghan were 17 points clear against Louth just before half time, but as the game closed out, their lead was down to 3 before the rally to win by 6, a 14 point swing. These are unbelievable. 17 points to nil, referenced by Brennan, which was Galway's commanding lead against Donegal in a windy home tell. I mentioned that Donegal eventually cut that back to a 7-point deficit, but Galway still winning. So there's huge swings. You get these two-pointers, and you have to have a number of players that stay in their own half of the field. The one thing that's still annoying people is the goalie coming out and nearly being another man into at least taking goal to halfway up the field. What else is happening here? France raised heat by crying foul over ring rose injustice, and a move that will up the ante ahead of Saturday's Six Nations match. France hit out at perceived injustice in the way Gary Ringrose's disciplinary process was handled. He got a 3-match ban after the tackle against the Scottish player 2 weeks ago, and those 3 matches, one has been a Leinster match, one is the game against France, and if he does a course on proper tackling next 2 weeks, that 3-match ban will be reduced to 2, which will bring him into contention for Ireland's final match. He won't be obviously a great player, he'll be missing for the game this weekend against France, but could play the following week. And of course he'll be hoping that he can make that plane journey to Australia with the Lions later this year. Alright, well that's about it for another week. Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Listen to us in Auckland on Wednesday, Christchurch on Saturday, Wellington, Kapiti Coast on Sunday, and other nights of the week around New Zealand and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. As I said, 2 weeks' time we'll have St. Patrick's Day, or we'll be over it in 2 weeks' time, but a lot of things to look forward to in the next 2 weeks for the Irish community living here in New Zealand and indeed all around the world. For me, good night, goodbye and God bless. We'll leave you with the Mason's Apron from the Chieftains.
language,